This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
African-American buying power is projected to hit $1.1 trillion next year. From our Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Noelle King continues her look at whether growing purchasing power translates into more economic and political strength.
Cheryl Pearson McNeil is a senior VP for Nielsen, which, among other things, tracks what African-Americans watch, listen to, and buy. She really loves this one ad.
The Subaru commercial, there is a scene where the grandmother and a younger grandson, they're in the back seat and they're dressed up to go someplace.
And by the end, they're asleep, holding hands.
That resonates with me because I tease my mom and my son all the time. You guys act like an old married couple.
And it resonates because the actors are African-American, like Pearson McNeil. Some see diversity in advertising as a sign that companies are starting to wake up to black buying power. But is that a good thing? Jared Ball, a professor at Morgan State University, doesn't think so.
Spending money with this or that shoe company or this or that phone company has zero impact on the overall conditions of these communities.
Conditions that sometimes include low levels of wealth and savings, inequality in earnings, and in places, persistent poverty.
It's a bad thing when discussions of this thing called black buying power are meant to suggest that black people actually have an economic and political strength that does not exist.
The Urban Institute's Margaret Sims says buying power can become real power. Think Montgomery, Alabama, 1955.
We can look back at the bus boycotts. Where workers with very modest incomes were able to nearly bring down the bus company because together they refused to take the bus.
She says consumers need to be savvy. Look beyond who has been cast in the ad.
Look at who the companies hire, who they promote. Do they support minority businesses in terms of their subcontractors or their suppliers?
Because making conscious decisions on where and if to spend money can be a form of power, too. I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.